Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, we back at it. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle. DJ Ed.
Live from the Fab Factory. Shout out to Fab Factory Studios. Listen, it's a lot that's been going on. We were off last week.
Hey, we weren't off. I mean, y'all saw some episodes. We dropped.
We dropped, baby.
We dropped some shit. And we back at it again, man.
But we back at it.
And you fresh from a flight from the ATL, BET Hip Hop Awards, man.
Revolt Summit.
Oh, yeah, because the Revolt Summit was before the Hip Hop Awards.
I was in Atlanta for like 10 days, and I feel like it was 9 days too long. Not you know what? That's not fair. Let me not say that. Nothing against ATL. I love the people out there.
You just want to be home.
I just wanted to be at the house. Yeah. But I got the best sleep. You know, I haven't been sleeping well.
Right.
And shout out to my spiritual advisor. She told me, she was like, yeah, that's going to go away. I'm going to handle that for you. I'm like, damn. And I mean, when I talk about the same day, it was gone.
And while you're in Atlanta or out here?
And right before I left Atlanta, like, she prayed for me and I've been sleeping like a baby.
That's crazy.
No. I got sleep apnea. That seems to have gone away. Like, really? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Man.
But it's been great. I did write some stuff down that was happening in real time.
You took some notes.
When I was in Atlanta, shout out to the Revolt Summit. Thank you for having me. Shout out to Jaleesa for booking me on that panel. I know Lisa don't get a lot of props, but thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you. Also, Kristen Myers, who EP'd the whole thing. I think it was her first time executive producing the entire summit.
Wow.
She killed it.
Amazing.
Had a lot of dope panels. The cancel culture panel was dope with Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason Lee. I saw a bunch of our peoples out there, you know?
Even from here, it looked like a great experience to kind of be a part of for those that are trying to either break into the industry or just culture shifters within the actual industry in itself, man. So salute to Revolt, doing something amazing.
Shout out to Revolt. What was crazy, I'm not gonna lie, is people recognizing me just randomly.
Really? You're not used to that by now?
No. I'm talking about like just at the hotel, at a restaurant.
In a different city.
I'm not popping like that.
I mean,
to where I'm just being honest. Like I'm very trying. I'm just being. Me and Silas was tripping off of it. What?
I mean, come on now. You got to be used to it.
No, I'm not.
No, what I'm saying is
In LA, I get it.
But you got to think about. You got to think about. Shit is expanding. And it's getting bigger, and you got people that are a part of the music industry, in one location. So the likelihood of people starting to notice.
No, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. It wasn't at the summit.
Yeah, no, I know, but people are still in the city.
Yeah, it was just random restaurants, like, out the way. So anyway, that was...
But you shouldn't be surprised by that.
I was definitely surprised by it.
All right.
We took Gina Views with us.
Shouts out to Gina, man. She looked like she had the time of her life.
Gina Views won the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Why you say that?
Okay, because, first of all, she wasn't supposed to go. Okay, I'm going to just air it out.
She was a plus one?
She was my plus one.
Shouts out to me.
And Gina ran that shit.
I love it. I love
Not only did she get to walk the red carpet as Gina Views, which was a dream of hers, she was damn near in tears. Then she got to attend the Hip Hop Awards, and then she also got on TV.
Crazy. But doing what Gina does, getting excited about niggas rapping.
Bruh. It was just so, and you know what? And I remember shout out to G Malone.
Well, wait, hold on. We got to give her props too, man, because she actually hosted one of the revolt.
Yeah, she hosted a panel.
A panel at the summit.
Yeah, yeah. So shout.
But these are two separate incidents.
Two separate things.
You went home. I mean, you stayed. She can't. Because I was confused when I
saw. She stayed and flew back. I mean, she flew back to film Jumper. Yeah. Then flew back to Atlanta.
Crazy.
But shout out to Glasses, because I remember Glasses taking me and Quiz a lot of places, on tours and out of the country. And I remember him telling me some shit that it never made sense to me. He's like, I take y'all because it makes me appreciate it.
It's because you're seeing it through her lens now. Wow.
I'm desensitized to this shit. So yeah. I'm like, wait, what time we got to be there? I'm like, fuck. Because I'm thinking of the logistics. Like, I got to go meet the car service. Then we got to go, like, and I'm like thinking about all the, and she just like.
I'm just happy to be here.
And I totally understood what Glasses was trying to explain to me then. So
that's dope.
It was really dope to see. You were able
to kind of see that in that moment as well.
It was really dope to see it through Gina's eyes. I do want to shout out to my guy, Rodney Rakai, and the homie Mouse Jones. Now, our guy Mouse is a wild.
Yes, yes.
Okay, he's a wild card. So is Rodney, you know. And I don't want to put it all the way out there, but him and Mouse had a thing back in the day where they didn't get along.
Oh, an issue.
They had an issue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in the day, it was a long time ago. They just resolved it recently and they're cool down, right? And so we got in the car together. We were all in the car together. We got in the car and we were driving, and to hear them have a conversation, two black men, about how they don't fuck with each other, or how they didn't fuck with each other. And Miles, being the realest nigga he is, he was like, no, I was wrong. I was coming for you. Wow. I was wrong, and this is why I was wrong.
Gotcha.
Then Rodney was like, no, you definitely were wrong, and this is how we moving past this. And it was just like, wow.
Yeah, taking accountability.
I was so impressed. Me and Salas talked about it. I was so impressed by that conversation. To hear two of my homies, these are my homies, really just talk through their shit and like. They on the phone with each other, and it's like, damn, like I really fuck with that energy. I thought that was super. I'm trying to get through the Atlanta shit as much as possible. Plot twist. Me and Salas and Rodney are about to go to breakfast in Atlanta, right? So we going to breakfast. We find this one breakfast spot that's kind of like supposed to be one of the spots. So we jump in an Uber, we get over there, we hop. As soon as we pull up, it's the line going a little bit down the block. We pulling up. I'm like, yo, that's Elliot right there. Elliot Wilson in line by himself. Wow. I'm like, oh, we good.
Yeah.
Right? So I walk right up to Elliot. I'm just standing next to him. He turned. He's like, hey, what's up? I said, hey, plus three. You know what I'm saying? You thought you were eating by yourself?
Nah, my nigga. You.
It's four of us now.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So then I picked his brain, and we had a real intense conversation about my thoughts and about New York and how he live in California now and whatnot. So I thought that was dope.
Did he understand where you were coming from?
Oh, yeah. Elliot, I love our back and forth.
Gotcha.
Another thing that happened in Atlanta is shout out to our dude DJ Era. Era from LA, but he live in Atlanta. Been out there the last 15 years or so.
He's on 105 through the beat out there as well.
Shout out to our brother DJ Era.
The show.
This is the importance of checking in, and not to rehash the PNB Rock situation. It's not about checking in with the streets because you need a street dude with you. Mm-hmm. It's about checking in to know the lay of the land in the city. So before I go to Atlanta, I'm about to book our Airbnbs and our hotels and shit like that. We're gonna be out there 10 days.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm talking to Eric. He's like, yeah, don't, I ain't gonna say the areas and shit, but he like, where everybody stay, he's like, yeah, don't stay over there. He was like, it's hot right now.
Wow.
Like, niggas getting robbed. It's just really hot. They got metal detectors in the mall.
Oh, snap.
Like, he's like, it's hot right now.
Probably because of tourism and people coming to those particular areas.
Correct.
It's like, it's no different than out here.
Exactly. Gotcha. So he like, it's hot right now. Don't stay over there. Stay in Midtown. Mm. So we stayed in Midtown.
Wow.
And me and Salas was talking about that shit. Like, see, that little thing right there
saved a lot.
Is the importance of checking in.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like that's what you have to do when you go to a nigga city, but tap in with somebody who's from that city.
That can give you the heads up.
Give you the heads
up. Because you may not know what's going on.
You may not know what's going on.
For sure, for sure.
Also, got to check out some shows. I went to go see Boogie. Boogie's on tour. Travis Thompson is on tour. Simba's on tour. Mm-hmm. I got to go see all three of the homies.
Wow.
And it was really like, it's interesting that I was in Atlanta and it was like all West Coast niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, Travis not a nigga, but all the West Coast homies, you know, so all the West Coast homies is like out there.
How
doing
was it? How was it to see them perform? Because again, when they're out here, it's a different element, different vibe. How was it to see them perform for an audience that isn't home base?
I loved it. I loved it.
Would you say that they appreciate them more
way
than we do?
Way more.
Because our cool, like, and I'm one of few people that actually goes to the front of I enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So I'll do what I do. But even me, there's moments where I'm like, look, I ain't giving you that much energy. I fuck with you. I'm here. I'm going to put my hands up. I'm going to give you about two or three wolves. And then I'm with my cool shit.
Right.
But it's not about being cool. It's just that, like, I'm in a moment of just, like, enjoying it or whatever. So, but I know when they go out of town, that's either the first time seeing them. They may not see him again. It's not the luxury of being at home. So, like, they go all out for, you know, said
It
name.
Was dope because Boogie actually told us that was his first time ever selling out in Atlanta.
Really?
First time ever sold out. It was sold out, packed.
Wow. That's
and dope. It was really, really fucking dope to see Boogie, like, get that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, especially Boogie, like, Boogie's one of the people who don't get that.
Yo, and I told him, he posted something about
Westside Boogie.
Westside Boogie. He posted how, I guess, fans were, I guess, a 16-year-old made him cry because, you know, he was telling how he changed his life. And I said, yo, you deserve every ounce of the love that you're getting right now. So I'm glad he's, like, really soaking all this in.
And then to see Travis Thompson on tour, shout out to Rex Life Raj, showed tremendous love, gave me a lot of props, gave us props. See Travis Thompson. Then when I saw Simba, DJ Drama brought him out. And it was in Atlanta, so it was, like, special. Shout out to Drama, shout out to Lake. Very hospitable, like, showed nothing but love while we was in ATL, like, that being their home base. I got to go to Generation Now, go to their studio. I went to Mean Street Studio, which is a legendary studio out there. It was just dope to really get a chance to sit and dwell in the culture.
Yeah, soak it all in.
Soak it all in of ATL. And I went to go see Martin Luther King's house.
Oh, that's fire.
His birth house. Yeah. And just being there was kind of like, damn. They were like, yeah, Martin Luther King was born in this house right here.
Yeah.
And it was like, and they haven't touched it.
Yeah, no, because it's super small too, which is crazy, like, to look at it. And did you go to the church that he preached at?
Nah.
So, yeah, when I went, the last time that I went, which is years ago, I got that whole experience as well, man. It just makes you appreciate, like, we look at MLK as, like, a figure. But this makes you, like, really see him as a human.
As a human being,
like, oh, this is his house. This is his room. Like, oh, this is where he preached at. Like, damn, we used to go to church, like, damn, my church kind of looked like this. This is crazy. Like, so to embody all of that. I'm glad you did some non-music shit, like, industry shit while you were out there, too.
Yeah. That was dope. And then I went to Supercuts to get a haircut.
Oh, you must have been last leg.
I was desperate.
The cul-de-sac was showing?
No. What happened was...
The cul-de-sac was showing?
No, what happened was I go to the venue. I'm not going to put it blow them up, but I go to the venue, and they got a barber in there cutting, like, in the dressing room. And I'm going to say which concert. It was one of the three I went to. Right? So the barber, I'm like, oh, it's a barber here. I've been looking for a barber. And, bro, when I tell you, like, he was like, I got you, don't trip. He did two more people in the backstage. So I'm like, bet, I'm next. He's like, bet. So I jump in the chair. He, you know, clean me up or whatever. Take the hair all off. But he put the thing on. He put the cape on me, right? So he basically shaves my head with the clippers. Yeah. I told him I can't do the straight razor.
Right.
I'll bump up. But he cleans my head. And then he takes everything off, takes the cape off. He's like, I'm like, all right, what I owe you? He's like, 75. 75 what? $75 nigga?
Oh,
or 75
man.
Rubles. You know what I'm saying? $75. I'm like, bet, for sure. You got that.
Yeah, you got
it. Cash-apped him.
He already got you.
I cash-apped him. I cash-apped him. It's all good. Not tripping. Nigga, I go to the hotel, lay it down, get up in the morning, get in the mirror. light hitting my shit. I'm like,
oh, he missed it. Ah, oh,
nigga. Wait, so it's, when I tell you my shit look like the Bahamas, like.
Wait, okay.
Wait, look,
I
look.
Need to know what areas.
Like it was just, what? Hey, shit. Yes.
It looked like a Dalmatian.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Some shit here, some shit there. That's not the that's not why I look crazy.
Oh, snap.
Let me tell you why I look crazy. He didn't fold the shit down and hit my neck. So I got a hairline right here.
Wait. So he cuts, but he doesn't get the bottom.
I got a part.
You got a taper on your neck.
I got a straight taper. Just
oh my.
I mean, it go clean
God.
Across like this.
Hey,
right?
Man. You see now. I'm surprised you being the petty. Wait, continue. Please continue. Please go ahead.
I'm hot, right? I'm like. Burr. I'm in the mirror, like, I'm trying to, like, see if I can, like, pluck, like, but no it's like, no, it's, but it's. Hey, right. So I'm like, now mind you, I'm in a hotel now, I'm whooped.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing, I can't do nothing. I'm calling the homies, he like, yeah, bro, all the barbers is booked. Like,
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Bro, I literally have to go. And fucking to the BET Awards. I have to do the red carpet.
Oh, nah.
Tomorrow.
Man. Oh, they gonna see all this.
Tomorrow. I'm like, bro, I gotta rock the red carpet for the BET Awards. I'm wearing white. You gonna see this.
You gonna walk, go like this
you gonna
the whole
see.
Time. You gonna walk down like
bro,
this.
Bro, you gonna see the line going straight across my shit. Because
oh,
it's
man.
Just dark
yeah,
right here,
yeah.
right? I'm just like, I'm whooped.
Oh, my God.
So we had to do some COVID shit for the awards. So I'm like, in the same shopping center, we got dropped off the Uber. I'm like, it's a super cuss right there. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell you, I've known maybe a handful of people, black people,
wait,
that's gone to super cuss.
Wait.
I just want to know the look they gave you
wait,
when you
walk
in.
See, this is why I fuck with Atlanta.
Okay.
You walk in Supercuts, it's a black lady in there.
Really? Okay. This gets interesting.
I'm like, I walk in, I'm like, oh! I'm like, oh.
Because you know I ain't supposed to be here. You know it's an emergency.
You know what's happening right now.
And she probably getting like, come on.
She like, yeah, I want yeah. you. I'm saying, I'll get, because she has somebody in a chair, old white lady. I'm like, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
I'm doing the the black people just, shit. Like you,
I give you some time, but I need to talk to you after this. I don't care if you got a lunch break.
Facts.
We gotta talk.
So she's like, "Oh, somebody. I have another girl coming in." But she said it like, "I got you.
I'ma hear you.
I got you.
Yeah.
And I got somebody coming for you."
Right.
I'm like, "Oh, bet."
Boom.
So I sit down. In walks a pregnant black woman, and I'm like, "Oh yeah." Because I could tell the way she was walking, like her baby daddy,
she cut him,
okay. You know, either, you know, she cut him on a regular. So I'm like, bet. So I tell her, I'm like, look, I'm like, I pull over to the side. I'm like,
you can't see this, right?
Hey, look, I you know what I'm saying? This ain't whooping me. You know what I'm saying? I got to do some shit tomorrow.
Oh.
I need all this gone, and I need this gone now.
Oh. So let's recap. You got patches on the top.
Full patches, they like submerged
but
shallow islands.
But we talking about going on the red carpet, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're going to definitely be able to see it, for sure.
Right.
You're going to definitely be able to see it.
Yes. I'm talking about like submerged, like definitely submerged islands and stuff like that, right? So, yes, I have that going on. So anyway.
You know, them lights going to hit it.
It's over. It's over. I'm whooped. She's like, I got you, don't trip. I'm like, I can't take a straight razor. She's like, I got you, don't trip. So she does everything. She hooks me up.
Word, okay.
Cleans everything.
Of course,
I'm clean. I'm looking good. I'm like, bet. she only charged me for like a senior citizen cut or something, because it was like, it was only like a little bit, whatever. And I just tipped, I tipped the shit out. I might have gave her like a $30 tip.
Just as you should.
You know what I'm saying? Like, good looking out. But anyway.
I'm just surprised that you didn't double back and the person that you paid for the haircut.
I started to.
Hit him with the fraud.
Oh, I started to, but I was like, you know.
Let him have it.
You got that.
Oh,
but anyway,
man.
Also, I want to shout out to Jason Cash. We went to I'm not going to say which restaurant, but we went to a steakhouse.
See you tweet about this.
We go to a steakhouse, me, Fuzzy, Jason Cash, and a couple of the homies. We go to the steakhouse. Salas is there. And we go in, I'm not gonna say the name of it, but we go in there and they're like, yeah, in order to go in our dining room, you gotta take your hat off.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so I'm like, okay, like, I guess if that's what's going on, whatever. Tell me why Jason was like, no, I'm not taking my hat off. They were like, well, if you don't take your hat off, you can't come in the dining room. That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll eat right here. They like, well, all right, you can eat in the bar then. So we sat in the bar, and I just felt like me and Jason Cash was on the united front. Like, now, when we sat down, they told us that was the rule, right? Then, come to see, we seen some Caucasian people.
Of course.
Doing whatever they wanted to do.
Of course.
Because we were like, yo, can we add a chair to this table? They was like, no, you can't add a chair to this table. We seen the white people add a chair to the table. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's why I don't fuck with dress codes. And that's why I don't take my hat off.
Because underlying.
Because if The Rock walked in here, because The Rock live in Atlanta.
He going to get in there.
If The Rock walked in with a hat on, you're not going to let The Rock come in here and eat?
Of course he's going to get in there.
Exactly. So just tell me I'm not popping enough to have my hat on in your dining room. Because that's the truth.
What if you would have rebuttal with how much does it cost?
Well, the problem
just
is.
Just to see. Just to prove your point.
Would you
be willing to do that next time just to further prove the point? Like, this is what it is.
No. I wouldn't do that just because of the simple fact that I don't care enough.
Gotcha.
I don't care enough.
You care.
No, I don't care enough. I'd rather not eat there.
You know, you care, but you don't care enough to get into the establishment.
No. Got I don't care enough to eat in your dining room.
Got it.
Because that's an arbitrary rule that you made up.
Right.
So.
Makes sense.
That pretty much in a nutshell was Atlanta.
Yeah. Shouts out to Jason Cash, not only for that situation, but getting on the Hip Hop Awards, the Cypher, him and Nana. I know you already kind of knew about all that, but just to kind of see it again, you know, the backstage stuff, the behind the scenes stuff, but as somebody that's seen it in real time and seeing it on TV, man, I know that's a big look for the homies out there as well. So just to see the love that they've been receiving off of that, I know it's been a huge moment. So, you know, Shout out to them too.
Shout out to Jason Cash, shout out to Ravon.
Yeah. Vincent been getting a lot of love too.
Shout out to DJ Mark the Spot. He said, man, the West Coast represented this year.
It's good.
In BT Hip Hop Awards Cyphers. So I thought that was dope. It was a big look.
Yeah.
It was a big look. Some LA shit that I wanted to talk to you about real quick was shout out to Gavin Newsom. Okay, Gavin Newsom, his pen game strong right these days, right? Jaywalking is no longer crime.
I've seen that, man.
In California. Rap lyrics. Are officially not being used against rappers in court. Hey, Gavin Newsom pen game strong right now.
And I don't know if you just saw this, the $1,000 stimmy check is coming for gas. Gas prices are stupid all over the country, but here in LA, it like raised
It was like $6.50 average.
It's the highest it has ever been in the 7 years, put it like that.
Okay.
He just signed something that said, he said, look in your mail tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, $1,000 coming.
For real?
Yeah, a rebate check for the gas. Look, let's be clear. We know it's voting season. It's around that time.
Oh, Gabby.
That's cool. Just, hey, kick back what you need to kick back. I'm cool with what you got to do. I'm okay with this.
Shout out to Gavin Newsom.
As long as it's putting money in the pocket, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
I think Gavin going to run for the big dog, the big office.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing all of the right things, in my opinion. I still got to do my research on him, even more so. But,
yeah.
In the public eye, it looks like he's making the right moves to get that spot.
Yeah. I mean, hey, right now, he seemed to be moving.
God, look,
he's moving right. His pen game's strong. You know what I'm saying? Jaywalking. I've actually been stopped before for jaywalking.
And that's the most. How much is the ticket? Because I was doing some
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I've seen that it's the highest, not the highest, but on average, it's like $196.
Really?
For a jaywalking ticket. So when you got it, it probably wasn't that bad.
Shit.
Yeah, it's wild right now. So.
Hey, Gabby. You really want to do something, bro? Get rid of street sweeping tickets.
Please.
Street sweep.
You know what? Parking tickets all together. Let's go back to the pandemic in that sense. Oh, that was the best thing about the pandemic.
No parking tickets.
No parking tickets. Let's go back to that. You want my vote? Let's end, eradicate all parking tickets. Street sweeping.
Eradicate.
Yeah. You know what I mean? All that. You want my vote? That's what I need to see.
I fuck with that.
Please.
I'm not mad at that.
Just, you know, do a little something, something.
What else? You got anything else?
Man, that's, honestly, there's a lot to talk about, but let's be transparent. Somebody over here turned the music up, so shouts out to Fab Factory Studios. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but we got double booked.
So anyway.
I want to see how this Kanye thing pans out. I want to go a full episode without talking about Kanye, so we won't talk about it.
I won't.
But you know what we want to talk about, okay? We'll get into it next time. Diddy and Mace going through some things right now.
Not only that, I was going to hit the Saweetie and Quavo, but I don't want to dive down in that rabbit hole either. But yeah, I will say this.
Things happening.
I will say this. A lot of great empires have been ruined over women, and I would hate for that to be the case.
Talking about the Migos.
Amongst other things, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily the Migos, and you got QC, which is...
QC
was supposed to... I mean, they were on magazine covers as the next great...
Label
and stuff like that. So I don't know. I wish everybody the best, and I just want prosperity for my people.
Man, look at, huh?
Oh, Kodak Black. Yeah, his comments were definitely inflammatory. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, here's the thing: when it comes to winning awards, not everybody's gonna win. And Kodak was upset that he didn't get Song of the Year, that he got beat out by Lotto. Which you, as an artist, you have a right to be sensitive about your shit. But to kind of degrade Lotto in this as well, I don't think that was the right move, man.
It's not even that deep, bro. Fucking Lotto had one of the biggest records of the year. Like, that's period. Like, that's facts. That's not even, like, feelings or how, like, Big Energy was probably one of the biggest, probably top three records of the entire year when it comes to it being airplay and like straight, whatever it is, however you want to slice it. So, was it Super Gremlin? Yeah. Not even, I mean, come on, bro.
I don't like that. Again, you have a right to be upset, but we're not talking about a song that didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
If we were talking about a song that didn't deserve it, I still don't agree with you sliding it in that sense, because I think he called it like a mutt. Like, that was like, come on, bro. Like, you have every right to be upset, but don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But we're not talking about a song that doesn't deserve it. Like you said, Big Energy, Mariah Carey remixed it.
Yeah. It's not even
Didn't hear Mariah Carey on Super Gremlin.
No.
Shout out to Kodak. It was a great song, but...
I don't even think it's a great song.
I think it's a great song.
I think he's rapping.
I think it's a great song for him. I think it's... Would you say it's one of his biggest songs?
No, it is one of his biggest songs. I just don't like... I don't think that it's a great song.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Anyway.
All right. Well, we'll tap back in and get back to more topics. We just want to jump on. You know, you ain't seen our faces in a while.
Catch up.
In real time. You've seen some replays. And we got more coming down the line. So, you know, look out. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. Catch y'all next time.